I thought I'd share with you our Rabbeinu Yona in Shulchan Aruch. You all know that there's a Beis Halevi in this week's Parsha, which I'm not going to speak about because you've heard it already countless times. It says, "Vayemi Yosef el Echov, ani Yosef el Edo Avichai, v'layochel Echov l'ano Yosef ki nivhalo mipono." Rashi says, "Mevei Abusha." The famous Medrash. I urge you, if you haven't seen the Beis Halevi, to see it. I presume you've all heard it 100 times already. The famous Medrash that says, "Oylanu miyam adin, oylanu miyam atachacha." Woe is to us in the day of din. Woe is to him atachacha. That Madoch Yosef, who was the youngest brother, they were embarrassed in him. They had a busha. Kolskein. Lost Lavoi, when we're going to stand up for the real Yom HaDin and the real Yom HaTochacha, what type of embarrassment is going to be? I wanted to speak about one nekuda about busha but Yom HaDin. Beis Halevi over here says the famous raid, why they were embarrassed, what caused their embarrassment, why is it connected to the Yom HaDin. There's a famous Rabbeinu Yona in Pirkei Avos. He says something very scary. But what lies behind it is not something scary, it's something very deep. You all know the Mishnah says, "Akavi b'mahal oimer, istaka b'shloisha dvorim, v'yat abor de avera." The Hele Gatan Akavi b'mahal gave us an insurance policy how not to do averas. A guarantee. Istaka b'shloisha dvorim, just think about three things. V'yat abor de avera, you never do an avera. Kaval de gazach. The third thing is, Ulufnei Miya to also lead the end of the Cheshbon. What does it mean, Lufnei Atabo is in the Cheshbon? So the Rabbeinu Yona, a shocking line. Alachas kamo vikamo, Lufnei Melech Malachim, Lachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gam ki bizbayish, anefesh, achash, and isbarada ben aguf. Because when the neshama is embarrassed after it's separated from the guf, habayishas ahi gedayla mehabayishas boiden neshama, the embarrassment that the neshama is going to feel when it's separate from the guf is a lot bigger than the embarrassment that it feels with the guf. Why? Ki teva haguf mishakeach. The guf by nature has a koyach of shikcha. V'chiyasa ha'ish dovor kir. If a person does a disgusting thing, he is biased of his embarrassment. Right? Imagine a guy's in shul one day and they catch him pickpocketing everybody. Choshev a guy, president of the shul. Yeah, president of the shul. He's a choshev a guy and there's a whole tumult in the shul. Everyone finds in their coats they're missing cash. Goes by a week, goes by a month. Then they put up these special video cameras. They have all the shuls now. And they see that the choshev, the Rosh HaKul, right, the guy who buys Mafta Yaina for $5,000, he's buying it with everybody's pickpocket money from the coats. Imagine as Abusha Zacher. So what does the guy do? He doesn't show his face in shul. For how long? For the next 40 years? 6 months he doesn't show his face with Chalal. He doesn't be Chidus. Then Epis comes Epis Tisha B'Av. He kriegs away and shul sits in the back over there. People nod their heads at him. Goes by another 6 months. 2 years later, he runs for president again. That's the derech of the world. Kachi davka shalaylam. We see it all the day. People have no busha. So where we come from, they lie low for a little bit. It's part of a little bit embarrassing. People do averus neiros, right? They lie low a little bit. And then, echshu, they get themselves out in public again. What happened? But they forgot what they did. Yeah, they forgot what they did. We're back in business again. The embarrassment passes. That's a mitzvah. Why does embarrassment pass? What happened? Because the guf has a nature of forgetting things. Yishachach hadavar v'yelech habusha v'olov. V'gam ki lo yishachach m'liboy hagam. You didn't forget it completely, says Rabbeinu Yona. Yihadavar yashon neishon. V'husrak tzas habusha. The busha eases. Kiteva shikha sheba guf, the shikha of the guf, misarim, gets mixed up with teva nefesh. If he ain't a yochel is gabel of the shkoyach adobo legamri, hagam, you can't forget the maisa noira that you did in Ganzin. Al kaponim is gabel all of this yashin adobo shuktsas a shikha shemesi roi vabusha. A shtickle psychology for Rabbeinu Yena. That's a process that we all go through, right? When a person speaks not nicely to somebody, you're embarrassed of the guy the next day, right? You try to avoid him for the rest of your life. Everyone has a zazach. You think to somebody, you're embarrassed, you're not nice, you spoke to a guy sharply. You were rude to him, you weren't nice to him, you insulted him. Yeah, more what happens, chafsach, once in a lifetime. So the next time you see him, you're squirming, you're embarrassed, right? But you get over it, right? The person goes further. Why? Because that's the nature. We forget the pain.
Zokar b'niyena, oy ve'yach b'yeis ha'nefesh levada,
but also lovely, if the person after 120, there's no goof over there. When the neshama is there alone, ein shikcha lefaneh, the neshama forgets nothing. Ki kula bara v'zaka, the neshama is pure ruchnias, it's pure spiritual. There's nothing mixed in. Ve'ein shum teva mehagishomim b'soichah. There's nothing physical there. And therefore, kisemishpayeses lefenei melech ma'achem lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the neshama stands in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, la'achem me'ev esrim, and it's embarrassing. Lo'oilam ulo'ol me'ad tamid b'vusha b'oysa shah sh'aysa me'ev z'fanov. That level of busha, the level of embarrassment for a person's actions, never eases, it never changes. Ukemoi hapam hahu, tamud mivuyeshes loilam. Vizeru sha'amru chazal, oilo lo isa busha, oilo isa klima. Nu, lochain, al koponim hamala, alibo idvar meila, somebody who thinks about these things, loyavu deve, will never do an aver. It's true for sure. Right? Rabbeinu Yena is explaining that the depths of the busha that a person feels when he stands in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no mechitzas. It has no mixing in, and there's no calming it down. It's nitzchias, it's forever. And that's what it means when Chazal say over here, because the embarrassment that a person has when he stands in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his actions is not diluted. It's not diluted by the guf, and it's not diluted by shikcha, and it's not diluted by time. It's something which is lo'olam v'od, it's mitzchias. And if a person understands what it means, the din, of standing in front of the din, so that's the oimik of what the Medrash meant in this week's parasha. What the Medrash meant in this week's parasha was, halay, the embarrassment that the brothers felt in front of Yosef was a big embarrassment. It was very painful embarrassment. It's something that we can touch the embarrassment. Imagine you had a brother, and you went ahead and you were right with him, and you sold him down to, as a slave. Just imagine the picture. Imagine you have a little brother in the house, and he's getting on your nerves. He nudges you, you bring your friends home, and he interrupts you in the middle, and he makes noise, and he puts on the radio and the tape, and you don't take it off. He says, no, I want it. Oh, so what do? Take him to Harlem, tie him up, you sell them. Right? To the chaver in the kitchen here. Okay? Right? That's what it says in the parasha. They took him, put him on a camel, take him a taxi, call a car service, a flatbush, drop him off at Amsterdam Avenue, 165th Street, and sell him there. Whatever, it's a $10, $12, $13, whatever they buy there for. Finish. It's a nudge. And then afterwards, Shtelzach Far. So we're talking about the Shiftei Kolva here, who had their cheshbonos, and all their kavanos were l'shem shemayim. But the Etzin Busha, the Moshul is the same Busha. Afterwards they found out that they were completely wrong. And everything that they thought was just the opposite. So the Busha is it's a Busha that we can identify with. And Chazal tell us, Rabbeinu Yehuda is telling us that Busha, take that Busha, that's not the Busha that a person feels in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a person has to meet, when you stand, if Lufnei Mi Ata Osit, you're going to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself, and a person has to answer for his actions,
Picture that busha. That they're going to play the video of all the ma'asim you ever did, and everybody you ever know is going to see them. It's brought down Chazal, the relatives, the friends. Punk everybody that you didn't want to see. Punk those guys. The other ones not. And imagine the embarrassment. And imagine the pain that a person is going to have. Beyond the etzem skir tactics that Rabbeinu Yain is saying over here to get a person not to do averus, why, Taka, aren't we tuned into this thing? Why aren't we tuned into this? He's saying over here, basic facts. This is what's going to be. You can't run away from it. I know people think, everyone tries to run away from it because it's painful. But that's the truth. But why aren't we tuned into this? There's a very deep reason why we're not tuned into this. It's not because we're running away from the pain of the din v'chesbon. That's not the reason. The reason why we run away from this very basic truth, which if we would keep, would protect us from doing wrong, is because we lack a chashivas of who we are be'etzem. And because we don't look at ourselves as being composed partially of gashmius and partially of ruchnius, partially on the sham, partially the guf, is we look at ourselves as being, yeah, the gashmius is a thing, and we don't understand the gewaldig kriches, it comes from a lack of respect for ourselves. It comes from a lack of understanding and a lack of recognition of the tremendous kriches that we have inside us. And we don't live with that hakor of who we are and what we could accomplish and we're be'etz and we're plugged in. What's the pshat? There's a gewaldig loshin in the medrash over here. When it says by Yosef with the brothers, it says, listen to the loshin of the medrash. Because La'asad Lava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge a person Basher Hu, what the person is. What do you mean what the person is? It's the pshat that this Rabbeinu Yair says. What are you, Be'etzem? What's Basher Hu? What are you? A person's essence is in the Shama. That's a person's essence. And the Mishpat La'asad Lava is going to be who you are, Be'etzem, between your neshama is going to come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and your neshama is going to get judged. Your guf is nothing. It's a passing thing. They take it, they pack it up, put it in Harmanuchas, and that's it. You order geraniums, roses, whatever you want, to be put over there, and that's all. And what type of stone you want. There's different rates. But that's nothing. That's gone. And the etzem muhus and the etzem mitzias of what a person is his neshama. That's what a person is. And that's what gives him the kriches to become great. And that lahavdol elav avdols is what he's going to get punished with. And that's the pain of what he's going to feel. But the shayrish of why we're disconnected from this is because we don't live with the hakara that we have in the shama, and that's our ikar mitzias. We don't live with that. We don't live with that idea. We don't live with that hakara. And we have a hakara that we're physical, and we are what we are, what we see in the mirror. And vibalt, we don't recognize our kriches in the ability that we have to go so high and attach ourselves to gevaldik adargas is memela. By the same token, we also don't live with the hakara of the din that's going to be. But that's a secondary result. That's a secondary result. The secondary result of not living in touch with who we are is memela that we don't feel this very, very painful and depressing Rabbeinu. It's depressing Rabbeinu. It's very painful. If you think about it 24 hours a day, you can't sleep at night. What's it going to be? But that's not the ikar over here. The ikar is, Be'etzem, who are you? What are you, Be'etzem? Are you a shtick pizza eater? Is that what you are? And that's your whole essence? And we bounce from one slice of pizza to the next? Or do you have some intrinsic value which is more than that? That you're Be'etzem attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you have kriches to rise up on high? The other side of this Rabbeinu Yaina, the other side of Oyel Oysi Din Yomot Tachacha, from the great, the day of Din which is coming for every person, the other side of it is Mida Toiv Maruba. If the pain that the Neshama is going to feel is Nitzchias, is forever, is the other side is also the Kaychis that the Neshama can gain is also Nitzchias. And the level that the Neshama can go to is Nitzchias. And the level of attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that a person can reach is also forever. But we don't feel this or feel that. The author from Slobodka, in all his writings, in tens and tens and hundreds of mamorim, that's all he said to the guy. That's all he says to his tamidim. Don't you know who you are? Don't you know what you can do? Don't you know how much you can accomplish? Do you understand what your essence is? Remember, if a person lives with that hakara of who he is, so the other side of the coin also you have, that you understand that the etzem essence of what you are is going to have a din v'cheshbon. But the hesach hadas that we have from this is coming from way before this. I mean, it's not coming from a lack of yerushimayim. We judge ourselves very harshly. We think we don't have yerushimayim. We have yerushimayim, but we're completely disattached from the etzem essence of what we are. And we look at our guf as the ikr, and we look at the neshama as... Apologize. It's not the neshama. Yeah. And we look at the neshama as being something that piggybacked the ride, hitched the ride along with the guf. The guf is the ikr. And the neshama is hitched the ride along for some fun, to do mitzvahs, to go, I don't know, but this and that. It's not like that. It's just the opposite. The etzem mohos of a person, the etzem mohos of his pinimius is his neshama, which is attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. That's what you are. The guf is coming along for the ride. For a short time. Not to be depressing. Don't be depressed. Short time, relatively, 120 years. But the ikkar of the person of what he is, and what his actions have meaning, and how he's going to get paid for his actions, and pay for his actions, all that is his neshama. And that's the busha of this week's parsha. Of Nifhalu Miponov Ibn Abusha, because they understood they had a busha which stood in front of them for their actions. And Rabbeinu Yehuda and Chazal, this is one of the few places in the Torah where Chazal spoke about this. That we have a chiv to take this limud from this week's parasha and remind ourselves of this, and it's not a depressing thought. People run away from this because it's depressing. Am I going to ask me? It's depressing. Emedin, busha, it's very painful. But I'm suggesting to you as a mahalach how to deal with this. A kavi ben mahalach says istakum shoyu zvom eli. He was a tana, the same one who says takfakoyim vatzim yodei vatzim yodei. You can't run away from it. But I'm suggesting a mahalach how to deal with this. The mahalach how to deal with this whole framework of Yerushalayim, of din, of cheshbin. It's not enough to go tell a person, listen here, live in fear your whole life. The Eilim's not made for it these days. I'm sorry. They almost get depressed, they run away from it, they shut it down. Nobody can live in fear or in guilt the whole life. It doesn't go. But there's a much broader concept to the whole thing. Live a ruchniyistic life. Live a life that has meaning. Live a life attached to your inner self, which is be'etzem the ikr mohus of the person. If a person lives with that type of living, with the understanding of what the ikr is, what the tuffel is, memela, you're going to live in a constant recognition in hakorah that your actions have meaning. It gives a much bigger mashmoyus to the mitzvahs that you do, to the learning that you do, to the davening that you do. It's on a much higher level. I want to end off with a different topic, binagaya, to a much higher level. Just a word I saw this week on Hanukkah. It's not on Hanukkah, but my mind was connected to Hanukkah somehow. The Gemara says in Saita that when a person does a mitzvah, so it protects a person. A mitzvah is making on a person while he does the mitzvah. After he does the mitzvah, now the person learns Torah. It says in the Gemara site over there that Torah protects a person even at a time where he's not learning. At a much higher level. What's the pshat on that? Why is it like that? What's the school of that Torah protects a person in all times? Protects Klal Yisrael. So the Maral says in the introduction to Pirkei Avos, Adover Niflam Amish. And it's connected in a certain way to this Rabbeinu Yaina. Says the Maral, when a person does a mitzvah, a person shakes a lulav, a person gives tzedakah, a person eats matzah, so your body is involved in it, right? A person's guf is involved in doing the mitzvah. Wherever the guf is involved, wherever the body is involved, the person doing a mitzvah, so it has a time limit, because anything which is gashmius, anything which is physical, is limited by time. It has a certain lifespan. So mitzvahs by nature, which are connected to the guf, are limited by time. They're not forever. Torah and limud haTorah is something which is purely intellectual, which is pure dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's beyond time. It's not limited by any time limit. That's why the skula of the protection that limud haTorah gives for every person and for Klal Yisrael is beyond time. Because it's something which has no mixture in it of the physical little. That's what the Maral says, Pshat in the Gemara and Saita, the Gaval de Gazach. Says the Maral in a different place, therefore, that's the
oimik behind the musig of gisa b'yom v'leil that a person has to live a day, learn day and night. Because when a person learns Torah in a way that's beyond time, so then he's raised his level of learning above the guf, above the physical. In order to be zeicha in the skula that limud haTorah has, that it's beyond time, that it's beyond limited physical boundaries, because that's the koyach of Torah, that it's beyond physical boundaries. Like we see taka in a mitzias, in the history of Klal Yisrael, that limud haTorah never had any boundaries. Not wars, not destructions, not Holocaust, nothing wiped it out. It was beyond time. In every matzav, wherever it was, the limud haTorah continued. In all situations, nothing stopped it. Limud haTorah was beyond time. Bein b'idna, like the Gemara says, the bein shalai b'idna. It went on. Nothing was able to stop it. A lulav they don't always have, a matzav they don't always have. A badaf gemara always was. Thinking and learning a person always has. Yeshivas there always was. And all matzavim, there never was an afsaka. Because the limud haTorah has no limitation, has no time limitations, has no place limitations. It's not dependent on a physical matzav. Says the Maral, oh, but that's b'tnai that a person learns like that. If a person himself learns Torah in a way which is not limited by time, a guy doesn't say, okay, I'm going to learn an hour now, and I only learn over there, and I'll learn over there, and I'll learn over there. If a person's limud haTorah is limited by time, which means that your guf is mixed into your limud haTorah, so then the effect that the Torah has on you is a limited effect. Because you're creating a limud haTorah which has the guf mixed into it, which has the physical mixed into it. So then that's the nature that it's going to be. But if a person is able to break through all the boundaries and all the limitations, and able to learn Torah in an oifen that has no time limitations, that has no situation limitations, it's not totally, it's not dependent on this situation or that limitation, then a person is kind of that level of Torah that it's made inside b'idna, side loy b'idna. Gvaldik amaral. And it's totally how a person learns. If a person learns with limitations, that means his learning is limited by his physical limitations, and he goes ahead and puts in the limitations, only this much, only that much. So that's as much as he's going to get out of it. That's as much as attachment he's going to get out of it. He'll get out of it many times. A person wants to learn and he can't. There's all types of limitations, all types of difficulties. It's geitnish, it's losachnish. A person has to check into himself to see taka, if that's taka the way he learns always. So sometimes you make the limitations, sometimes of course Rocha makes the limitations. But that's if a person, to begin with, the oifen of his limud haTorah is with an oifen of tachas haShemesh, which under the shlita of zman. So then you don't get that skula, that level of learning. But if a person learns the Torah without boundaries, without limitations, says the Maral, then a person is zeicha, that he's zeicha to a level of Torah that doesn't have limitations, doesn't have boundaries. And then in all situations, in all difficulties, in all limitations, he'll be able to continue going without any stop. Valdika Maral. That means it's a limud haTorah without the guf involved. That's also a level that we don't have shaykhus to, that we don't realize that we have shaykhus to. That we have the ability to raise ourselves up to a zah type of learning. And that every person has the yechaylus to. A person may not have the yechaylus to be able to touch himself at the level that Rabbeinu Yain is talking about over here, of a neshama without a guf, to be able to touch himself and identify himself of a neshama without a guf, to be able to feel the osad litam divichezron, that not. But on the positive side of the thing, that a person can raise himself up to a growth and an aliyah in Dveikus Bashem beyond the limitations that we have, that everybody has shaykhus to. And what the Maral is telling us is that if a person learns in such an oifen, that a person doesn't limit himself, he's opening himself up to opportunities in Ruchnius and opportunities in Dveikus Bashem that are beyond time, that are beyond place. And then all of a sudden a person finds that a Kodesh Baruch Hu opens up all types of windows for him and all types of opportunities that he never had before that don't make sense, that L'chairah shouldn't be because Mehecha Tesi, they're limited. But when a person breaks through, a Kodesh Baruch Hu breaks through for him. It's a Gevaldik. It means a person could raise himself above his guf. A person could raise himself above his guf. A person could raise himself above his limitations. And as much as a person does it, copy that, a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives back Sai B'idna, Sai Shalai B'idna.